interview av Stephen Janovich i Habertus. Lassen Oleri, O-L-E-A-R-Y, Hustin Steve, claim number 026357941-01, data fax 10712, MMS claim ID number 335354. Data service 12812, purpose, CPT473221, MRI the right shoulder, dollar 87900, provider Charles DeMarco, DEMARCO, MD. Following medical records are reviewed, bill for services above. Report with that, so 12412. Comma 121912. Comma 122712. MRI right shoulder report. Reference physician Dr. Papas, PAPPAS. The polypsychiatric evaluation 12212. On the record, pertaining to clinical therapy treatment. Orthopedic consultations, 12, correction, 1, 230. there's a doctor consultation on 12/3/12. With impression was cervical year neck pain, HNP. Laser examination on 10/17/12. With a diagnosis of brachial impingement. Mentioning like predictive of tendinosis or similar pathology in a clinical examination. However, Dr. Stephanidis FDEFANIDES on 12/3/12 prior to the MRI of the right shoulder being performed. Give the impression of the cervicalgia and HNP. And mention neck and back pain. And not to right shoulder pain, paragraph. It should be taken from the notes that there was no significant right shoulder trauma as indicated by Dr. Stephanidis. Even if there's a indication that there's a right shoulder tendinosis as indicated by Dr. Pappas, and he contemplated subacromial steroid injection, it's obvious that the injections can be performed without MRI. One does not require MRI to make a decision regarding injections. They can be done in a clinical presentation of tendinosis or rotator cuff tendonitis or even rotator cuff tear. As a matter of fact, they can be very helpful in the making diagnosis of complete rotator cuff tear. There's no contraindication to performing steroid injections in either of these conditions. And if Cleveland did not respond after a month or so of steroid injection and physical therapy treatment, he may be surgical candidate and MRI might have been warranted. but at present, the correct protocol would have been to continue with the steroid injection. Peter, tied off. I'm sure if there was significant actual pathology, Dr. Stephanidis would have noticed and documented in his notes, being an orthopedic surgeon. I do understand notes on 1, 2, 13 indicated right shoulder tendonitis.